This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
Hello, Jan Vermeulen. How on earth are you?
I'm well, Kathy. How are you?
All right, thank you. We've got so much to talk about and we've only got 8 minutes to do it, so let's start. Vodacom, hiking data prices. Is it data or data? Let's just settle this.
Yeah, it depends on how you feel, really, and where in the sentence I find myself. I find myself saying data and data.
Yeah, me too.
So, yeah, this is contract prices, and it's kind of a tale of two customers or two subscriber bases there. Like on the prepaid side, people are scoring. You know, they're getting promotional offers, lower prices, and so on. And on the postpaid side, people got a price increase this year. There was one price increase in April for one set of customers, and then another set of price increases on the 1st of May for another set of customers. All contract, all CPI linked. So it's not like the price increases were disproportionate. It was in line with CPI. But, you know, you actually want telecommunications prices to come down. But unfortunately, the reality in South Africa, well, around the world and in South Africa, is that the rand's plummeted, the cost of fuel is up, the mobile networks have to push out batteries and diesel generators and who knows what else to try and keep their towers on. That's, you know, aside from them getting vandalized and flooded.
In all fairness, Jan, we pay an absolute fortune, and they are making millions and millions and millions and millions from us. So
yeah,
why
so that's
do we
a,
have
that's
to fund
interesting
this
thing.
As well?
So Vodacom's annual results went came out yesterday.
Yes.
And
no
and
losses.
That gave us an interesting insight into, well, now you know, if you break down the numbers, you know, there's quite a lot of fudgery that happens in modern financials. And the bottom line is that if you take out if you factor in the promotions, all the promotions that Vodacom paid to prepaid customers, it took a loss on prepaid. And that's despite the massive success of its airtime advance product. So it's effectively loaning people airtime on credit at a premium, and it still is making a loss on
prepaid.
Or not, sorry, it's not making a loss. It's showed negative growth. That's incredibly important. So the bottom line is that these companies are not charities. They have shareholders that they have to placate and keep happy. And it's not a fantastic situation to be in as a consumer. And let's not sugarcoat this, but the reality is when these companies or when these services are charities that are run by governments, then they suck. They're terrible. And when they're profit generating, then you know, we're going to moan about prices, but at least they work.
But how do you
unfortunately I don't see a way that you can have the best of both.
But Jan, how do you not maintain your loyalty to your customers? People who are signing contracts with you are signing contracts for a minimum of 24 months. You've got to look after those customers.
This is the appeal I have to people listening and who are mad about this and who are mad about me sounding like I'm defending the mobile network operators. Move. Because here's the thing. Vodacom is the biggest network in South Africa, right? Vodacom is the biggest network, and they've remained the biggest network despite the fact that MTN is objectively the better network. I've made a bunch of Vodacom people very mad right now, and I don't mean to make you guys mad. I've got very good relationships inside Vodacom, but from our own testing. Now, Vodacom would also dispute this. They've got their own set of metrics, including voice calls and all that stuff, so maybe I should qualify my statement. In terms of data network, MTN on average is the better network in South Africa from my broadband's testing, right? But people aren't moving, but maybe because MTN's marketing isn't that great, then they're not leveraging their superiority and their network investment there enough. But what we're seeing in the numbers is people are staying on their network instead of, after they make you angry, port your number. Go to a different network and get better service or get cheaper prices. But no, what South Africans do is they stay on their network and they moan. Instead of switching network providers, that's when they'll listen. That's when they'll start taking notice, is when they start bleeding customers. So if you're upset, if you know, when it comes to contract renewal time, switch.
Yeah, got it. All right.
Change.
No.
Sorry, Kathy. It sounds like you dropped me there for a second.
No, I didn't.
I'm back.
Okay, you're back. Can we please talk about electric cars being the dirtiest personal transport in South Africa? Look, I've seen some dirty cars in my life. Most of them I'm not prepared to get into. But Jan, let's talk about why electric cars are dirty currently in South Africa.
I'm sure that this was also upsetting for a lot of people. So let me just break it down in simple terms why that is. It's the energy mix in South Africa. So because the majority of our energy, our electricity is generated with coal, an electric car is actually not greener to run in South Africa. There's exceptions to that generalization. If you are one of the happy few where you perhaps you work for a company where the car is charged off solar panels or something, or you've got solar panels at home and you're only on grid power when the power is off or something like that, or sorry, when the sun is down or something like that, then there's an argument to be had that it's cleaner. But if you are charging that car off of grid power, then it's not cleaner, just in terms of raw carbon emissions. So that's where that headline comes from, if people wanted the cliff notes.
Very interestingly, Gary Goldberg weighing in, he says, why is Vodacom data being chewed up so fast? It's crazy. And I've actually had the same question.
Good question. So, we have had glitches on the network before that might cause that. It's extremely rare, but it does happen. For the most part, it's because the internet is heavier, right? So what's happening is that the networks are faster on average, and we've got data to back this up. We see Vodacom, MTN, all of them got faster during COVID. They were able to increase network capacity because of additional spectrum that they were assigned temporarily. Now they're getting more spectrum on a permanent basis. So bottom line, networks are faster, but the internet is also heavier. Your favorite websites, everything that you do online is more image heavy, more video heavy. Everything
Facebook.
Is heavier.
Facebook
and so
is a big...
You chow through data faster.
Yeah. Most phones where you can actually go and check your data usage per app and it'll show you.
Yes.
And I guarantee you Facebook is the number one culprit.
Yes. And some stuff you can do there, unless they've gone and changed this, is you can disable video auto playing and auto loading. That chows data. When you've got the default settings for these apps on, they will eat your data up with their videos. And it generates revenue for them when it does, because obviously ads and stuff play.
Yeah. Can we please talk about the big lie about Elon Musk's South African school days? Why do we want to even go here?
Yeah, it's unfortunately because it's a lie that's in the water supply. Otherwise, we would have left well enough alone. But it's because there's this constant story being perpetuated that Elon Musk was bullied at Pretoria Boys High.
Oh.
So he was bullied. Let's make this clear. He was bullied, but it was Bryanston High. It happened at Bryanston High, where allegedly he was kicked down a flight of stairs. His father, Errol Musk, says he barely recognized his boy that day. So they pulled him out of Bryanston and put him into Pretoria Boys. There's also this myth in the water supply that Elon was so disillusioned with South Africa and Boys High that he, when they asked him for a donation, he said, fine, here's $1 million and never call me again. A million rand, I should qualify that, not US dollar. And that's also not true. According to a former Boys High principal, they actually asked Elon for donations on multiple occasions, and he obliged on multiple occasions.
That's nice.
They didn't disclose the amounts.
Oh, that's so nice.
Elon does not.
Yeah, that's so nice, Jan.
Yes. So Elon does not hate South Africa, and it sounds like he had a fine time at Boys High.
What Boys High? He went to Bryanston, you said.
Yeah, he went to Bryanston High, which is a co-ed school.
Yes.
And then later he was transferred to Pretoria
Boys High. Okay, got it. And then tell me, just I'm not even sure we're going to even make it to this last story about people not collecting their licenses, other than to say, go and collect your darn license. Because if you're stopped without one, there's no more excuse.
Yeah, but and what that story comes down to is they're not sending out the SMSs, so people aren't going to collect their licenses. But they obviously, the RTMC disputes that. They say, no, of course we're sending out the SMSs, but so many people are complaining they don't get the SMSs, and that's
honest,
why the licenses get left there.
To be honest, I did get one for mine, and I did get my license. Jan Vermeulen,
that's good news at least.
Always awesome speaking to you. I love your fiery spirit, and have an awesome night. Thank you so much.
And you too. You too. Have a great night.
Thank you, Jan. Jan Vermeulen, he is the editor at mybroadband.co.za.